Hi and welcome to another episode of Avon Man UK. It's me, Fred Mason. So welcome, guys. Over the last, must be nearly 14 weeks, I think, 13 weeks, something like that, I've done some of these podcasts and we've covered so many things, you know, such as products for men. I've done a couple of reviews for that. Why I believe and why most people in Avon believe that Avon is available for everybody of all different ages and genres and, you know, races and whatever. It doesn't make any difference. I've also told you a little bit about the history. Over 135 years Avon's been going now, you know, and it's quite astounding that when you talk to some of, especially some of my customers, they don't even know a man started Avon. They've always thought it's just been there for the ladies and it's been perfume for the ladies. We talked about what it's like being a little mini local business, because that's what we are. It's a business. It's not just a bit of fun. It's not a hobby. Not some people treat it like that, which is absolutely fine if that's what they want to do. But Karen and myself have treated it like a business for the last nearly 3 years now. 3 years. And the rewards we're getting are absolutely phenomenal. I mean, in this last month alone, our team, our sales were over £60,000 in 4 weeks. £15,000 worth of sales per week. That's phenomenal. What a team of people can do working together and achieving so much. You know, some businesses wouldn't turn that over in their shops. They wouldn't. You know, let's face it, they just wouldn't do it. You know, some of the bigger shops might struggle to do that. We've got a team of people all over the country enjoying themselves, having a bit of fun and actually retailing over £60,000. You work that out over the year. It's £750,000 worth of sales going through what people class as a small business. We're absolutely amazed by it. We've talked about how we look after our customers, how we can use social media, how we can use other outlets such as eBay, Shopify, Amazon, and all those sorts of other outlets that you can actually use to sell. Facebook is fantastic. Gumtree, Friday Ads. You can use all of these other outlets to sell your Avon products, but people don't think about it and don't try it. Well, we're trying a little bit of everything and we're finding some fantastic results. We've talked about how we look after our team, you know, or how Karen looks after the team more than me, because I do more of the retail side. And how we talk to people about what they want to get out of Avon and how it's helping people achieve small goals, medium-sized goals, and in some cases, massive goals. We've got a team member, him and his wife, joined us two and a half years ago now, and it's helped them to buy a house. It's actually helped them to put that deposit together and to buy a house. How fantastic is that? They're young people. They've got everything going in for them. They've got a youngster now, a little girl, and to be honest with you, to watch them grow and to watch them achieve something such as a house, it's absolutely phenomenal. It really is. And we know that it was Avon that helped them, because before they were living in a rented accommodation, struggling to pay their bills and struggling each month to make sure that, you know, what they were buying, what they were having left over was enough for them to even slightly enjoy themselves. But with their now Avon business, they know they can afford their mortgage. They've got some money left over at the end of the month and they're much, much happier. That to us just proves everything. And it makes us feel so good that we were able to have a chat to them, tell them the possibilities, and they took that decision to actually come on board with us. Now, believe it or not, it was the husband that joined our team. I think that's fantastic, because people say to us, oh, not many men do it. And as I've said to you before, there aren't that many men. But those that join seem to have a little bit more of a business head, want to make something of it. Whereas the ladies just quite enjoy, you know, going around seeing their friends, their family, which is absolutely fantastic. Because without those people, Avon wouldn't exist. It's only the very few that go on to make some really big money or reasonable money, or like Karen and I do. We're both retired, but we have now got from Avon a living income that most people would be, how do you manage that each month? Purely because we put ourselves out, we follow the proven system that's always been there, and we set ourselves goals and targets. You know, if you don't have goals and targets in your life, you're just going to carry on going. So we would say to people when they join, set your own targets. We wouldn't set them for them. Avon don't set any targets, which is absolutely fantastic. And the rewards it's given us just by setting a few of our own targets for the Avon business and then personal targets for ourselves, such as, you know, goals of achieving something. I bought a new car. I bought a Jaguar. Always wanted a Jaguar. I bought one. Got one sitting on my drive. It's absolutely, I look out there all the time and smile because Avon has enabled me to do that. I've always had cars, but always had cars of slightly lower, slightly lower level, if you like. I've had sort of Mondeos or, you know, Accords, Honda Accords and things like that. But now, you know, we got two rather nice cars on the drive. Karen's got runs a Honda CRV and I run a Jaguar. So there we go. I can go fishing whenever I want because Avon allows me to do that. It gives me that time freedom, not only the financial freedom. We've talked to you quite extensively about what we've achieved within Avon. And, you know, it's not to boast that this is what we've got. It really isn't. What it is to show people that what's available. It's to show people that it can be achieved. It's there to, you know, how many times have I actually said, I'm just a normal person? I am. I'm nothing special. I didn't get any qualifications at school, as I've told you before. I told you in my last one. You know, I've had numerous amounts of jobs and what have you. And I just wish I'd have found this opportunity when I was a lot younger, because I know Avon would have just been there for me to build a massive business. It still is. You know, I've told you before, I'm 67 years of age and I absolutely love being the age I am because it's given me the experience of going through life as, you know, doing all sorts and sorts of things. Being in the army, travelling the world, you know, very lucky. Well, not lucky, because most of it was planned. And now we're planning for our senior years. And we are so lucky that Avon has allowed us to do that. Last few months, we've done a couple of interviews. As you know, I interviewed Karen, my wife, which was a pleasure, to be honest, because Karen became Karen the Avon lady, not Karen Fred's wife. Nearly said husband. Karen's, you know, she was very professional in her attitude towards Avon, and that's exactly what she does. She treats it like a business on a day-to-day basis. We haven't got set times. We don't work from 9 till 5. We work whenever our team needs us or whenever we need to do something. I've interviewed Tony Jones, who is our upline, and I think that was fabulous because I had the opportunity to interview Tony while we were actually on a Circle of Excellence incentive in Canada, in Toronto, in the Sheridan Hotel. And Tony's enthusiasm rubs off on all of us because he is so enthusiastic about his business. And when you look at it, his business and my business is a very, very similar because we both work for our wives and we're both in our wives' teams, but we've both got fantastic businesses. And it just goes to show you, you know, once again, I think I've said this before, Karen and I live in the same household. We both run our Avon businesses and we both retail in a village where there's 5 other representatives. And it doesn't make any difference because I have my customers, Karen's got her customers, and the other distributors, the other representatives in the village have got their customers. And we don't clash. We've never clashed. We help each other out, if anything. I mean, we're very lucky and very fortunate that some of the people, some of the representatives in our village are in our team anyway. So we would help each other out. But it just goes to show you, it doesn't make any difference where you are, how many other representatives there are, people buy from people. It's the same as someone saying to me, oh, you know, well, why would I buy from you? I've got that lady there. That's absolutely fine. Of course you can. You might want to buy from us because we are very professional in what we do. But it's like having a Tesco's and a Sainsbury's or an Aldi's or a Lidl's all close together. People go in and buy at different times from different people. We have some customers, and this is something that I found out this week. Been doing it for a couple of years with a certain customer, and she buys from three of us because she said, I can buy at any time. I know that I can pick up the phone to any one of you. One of them only does a book once a month. You do your catalogues all through the campaign every month, so it's available for me to purchase from you. So I know that. So if I'm in desperate need of something, I'll give you a quick call. And another thing that I found out this week as well, which I was quite shocked in one way. I had a new customer start with us only two campaigns ago. And when I went to pick the book up the other day, she said, oh, Fred, I don't think I'll have the book anymore. I said, oh, OK. Is it something that we've done? You know, and made a bit of a joke of it. She said, no. She said, but the way the cost of living is at the moment, I really don't think I can afford to buy every month. And, you know, I know you want me to. And I said, no, we don't. That's not the case. The case is you order when you're ready. And she said, would it be possible for you to deliver the catalogue to me every 3 months? That way I can build up an order and make it worth your while to come to me four times a year rather than 12 or 24 times. And I said, absolutely, whatever suits you. And she said that nobody else has ever given her that opportunity. And now she's, and as she said to me, I now feel more comfortable because what I will do is on that last one, I won't put them all together because obviously we can't order through different campaigns. But when you put that catalogue through, I will make sure that anything that I need, if it's in that catalogue, I will order from you. And so, you know, again, we've gone, I won't say above and beyond because it's what we would do anyway. But for that customer, she thinks we've gone above and beyond to help her keep her standard of living without compromising it and without her thinking that we need her to order every single time. Yes, of course, it would be lovely if every single customer we went to ordered every single time. That's not the case. I bet you any money you like, some of you have gone into shops, had a look round, walked out and not bought anything. Time wasn't right. But you've had a look around, haven't you? And you know that that shop might have certain things in it. So when you're ready to buy something and you think, oh, well, I know exactly where to go. It's exactly the same with the Avon business. Our customers go, oh, we've had customers put notes on the bottom. This was in the brochure some time ago. I know you might not be able to get it. If it's available, could you possibly get it for me? And of course we will. You know, we don't go out of our way. We don't have to because it's there. That is the way we do things. And I did say last week on the last podcast that over the next few weeks we are going to be interviewing people. Well, unfortunately, that won't be happening for a couple of weeks because we are going to be taking another trip away to our place in Spain where we can spend some time with family again. Do you know why? Because we can. Because we've got no boss to say, oh, may I have some time off, please? No, you can't because we've got this going on, this going on, this going on. It doesn't happen to us. We can just say, right, we can do it. We booked a plane. We've got a fantastic flight. We found a fantastic car hire company over there. And it's costing us less than a normal person would pay for a full holiday. And that's the two of us going away with a car, with parking, airfare, everything else, and just going away and spending some quality time together with each other and our family. So, guys, you know I keep harping on about Avon and the time freedom and the money freedom and everything else. But, guys, it costs virtually nothing to give it a go. And if you're looking for an extra income, why not give it a go? Why not come and join me or Karen? It's dead simple. Two websites. If you want to join Karen, it's joincaron.co.uk. If you want to join with me, it's www.joinfred.co.uk. Or go on to my avonmanuk.co.uk website, fill in the form and we'll contact you and have a chat. We can answer any questions you may have. We've got some fantastic videos available for you at the moment. But don't think you can't do it, because you can. Even if you've only got an hour to spend in the evenings, you could run an Avon business from home, just sharing your catalogue, sharing your brochures, your online brochures, and sharing your shop with people, friends, family, and colleagues at work. Take a brochure into work, just put it on the desk. Anyone want to order? I'm putting an order in next week. It's as simple as that. Putting them through local doors, it's dead simple. But guys, there is nothing stopping anybody earning money with Avon. It's a fantastic opportunity. The profit margin is absolutely amazing, because the profit margin works from 15% to 32%. And that's what you can earn on each and every product. So guys, that's me for today. I just wanted to have a bit of a shout out, a bit of a touch base with everybody. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. So guys, that's me, Fred Mason, Avon Man UK, signing off for now. Take care and I'll speak to you soon.